Anyway, yishar koach everyone for coming. This is obviously our first meeting, a new chabura, especially during the break. Nice opportunity to steal extra time for learning, and a special opportunity to become acquainted, if you're not previously acquainted, and certainly better and more intensively acquainted, with the incredible sefer of the Minchas Chinuch. The plan for now is to meet once a week for a half an hour. If we see that people want more, or that's not enough, I'm happy to consider adjusting that, either in the times of the week or how much time once a week. But for now, let's work with this assumption. And my plan for now is, depending on the mitzvah, is to either spend one or not more than 2 weeks on a particular mitzvah, even though there's always more than an hour's worth to say about a Minchas Chinuch. But I think that at some point, especially with, you know, only meeting once a week, things will get a little bit stale for people, and we'll move on. So this is more of a highlights of the Minchas Chinuch, if you will. Every mitzvah is different. You know, the Minchas Chinuch does have a style and does have his strengths, but at the end of the day, he's working off of the mitzvos and the order of the Sefer HaChinuch, and therefore you're working with the material. Not every mitzvah is as lumdish as every other, so I don't think you can completely assume that it'll be this exact same pattern every time. And the truth is that even when there are particular passages or selections of the Minchas Chinuch which aren't as conceptual or as lumdish as others, it's always an incredibly beneficial sefer to learn because of the vast amount of bekiyas that he brings to the table. There's really two, at least for me always, been two primary reasons to enjoy and benefit from the Minchas Chinuch. One is the just incredible yedios and rishonim and achronim up to his day that he brings to bear. And number two, obviously, is the incredibly creative and incisive chakiros and lumdus, which he's perhaps most famous for. So we're going to start at the beginning. Mitzvah Aleph, again, using the Sefer HaChinuch order in Parshas Bereishis, is, of course, the mitzvah of Pru U'Revu. And this is actually a very rich mitzvah. There's a lot of halacha, a lot of idios, but there's one particular chiddush which the Minchas Chinuch is very famous for, in certain circles infamous for, because other achronim argued on him. And I'd like to introduce you to that particular chiddush today. We won't go through, there's at least, I think, three, he has a raya and three nafgaminas for that in the piece. And what I think we'll do is start out, see the question, see the raya, and see one basic nafgamina, and then see some people who may argue on the basic assumptions of the Minchas Chinuch. And then hopefully next week we can finish his other nafgaminas, and depending on the time, maybe see some other things that he mentions in the mitzvah as well. So with that introduction in mind, for those of you who have an actual sefer, we're on Amud Bet. I take that back, I'm sorry. The bottom of Amud Aleph, the bottom of an Aleph. If you have the Machon Yerushalayim or some variation, Minchas Chinuch, so they added the osios there. So in the brackets, it's Chet on the bottom of Amud Aleph. And if you have the Daf Makoros that I prepared, it's that first section, Os Ches. So the Minchas Chinuch begins as follows. This selection, again, very, very famous, very, very fascinating. Begam, he says, Im Holid Mamzer, Kayim Mitzvah. Based on Rishonim, as we'll see, his quotes, a discussion in the Beis Yosef, says the Minchas Chinuch, he assumes is a davar poshut. Well, it's not poshut, but he assumes that in fact the halacha is that if a person would have a mamzer as a child, that can count towards fulfilling the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. And he continues and he says, you see this in the Ramah, based on the Rashba, in Yevamos and Daf Chav Beis, the Satam Hadavar. And why is it important that the Rashba is not very specific? Because there's two different ways you can have a child who's a mamzer. One is beheter. There are certain limited options for a mamzer to marry, but the children would be mamzerim. And then there's the more well-known category of mamzer, which is the product of a bia asura. It wouldn't be so fascinating, although it's potentially debatable, if the Rishonim just said your yotze with a legitimate, you know, bia, it's just nebuch that child's a mamzer. But says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rishonim are not specific. The Satam Hadavar, and therefore what do we see from that? Lav dafkim hoylo mamzer beheter, kigon ger shemutar lisa mamzeres, or something like that. But rather, he says, turning over the page, afilu nolad beiser, kigon shebal mamzeres, o chayvi krisus veholid, mikamokam kima mitzvah, kibeno hu lachol davar. The Minchas Chinuch assumes, and this is, I don't know if we'll get to it next week even, but one of his assumptions is that you need yichus. There has to be a yichus, a halachic relationship between the father and the child in order for there to be puruvu. But he assumes that even if, let's say, for example, Rahman al-Islam, a person has a bia asura with a, you know, someone else's wife, with a married woman, right? The product of that child is a mamzer. But he assumes that there is a yichus, though. It may be a mamzer, but it's your son, it's your daughter. And as a result of that, says the Minchas Tanach, you see evidently that you can fulfill Purvu. This must be what the Rashba means, what the Ramah, the Beis Yosef, those who quote the Rashba and those Rishonim, that might mean the other thing too, but that's not so interesting. But they even mean, even in this case, you can fulfill the mitzvah. If you go on, we'll skip a little bit of this next paragraph, but he basically says that he quotes other sources that he thinks prove this point. It's from the Beis Yosef, quotes here in this Yerushalmi. Then two lines later, he says, the cause of Haritva, Dafilu ben Mamzer, Yatsi de Peririvya, Ad Kan Lashon of Beis Yosef. And again, the way he reads it, since these Rishonim aren't specifying what type of Mamzer, it must be all Mamzerim, even the ones that were products of a Bia Asura. Now he notes at the bottom of this particular paragraph, and this is, I don't think this takes away from anything he's about to say. If anything, it makes it more interesting. But that in fact, and at the end of the paragraph, he gives more Rishonim, that make this point. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rush. Lo hiskiru mirushalmi dafilu b'no mamzer kaim b'riviyah. So it's not clear that everyone agrees. And again, he's really going with the assumption from certain Rishonim that it does, you are fulfilled the mitzvah of Peruvu. But it's interesting to note, maybe even more interesting, Dafka, if people disagree. Okay, but let's assume that you are Yotza. Yeah.
I read this Tosfos over here in Gin Mem, Daf Mem Aleph, which seems to imply that you're not Yotza. That you're not Yotza with Peruvu, if you don't have Yichus, your son.
So he's agreeing with that. He says you do have Yichus in these cases.
No, so you argue on this.
Okay, that could be. It seems clear to him that you have Yichus, and therefore he assumes that you are Yotze. That's one of the time he says for sure you need Yichus for Peruvu. Okay? Now, here comes all that is the background to get to the good part. Says the Minchas Tanach, V'zezman kavir hikshesi, right? It's been a long time, and I've been very bothered with the following question. The lama yotze yidei chova. Halo mitzvah baba veira. How could you say you fulfill the mitzvah? A person has a biyasuru with a misa, and he's still going to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa based on such a illicit relationship. Hayitachein. After all, he says, "Ladas harbe rishonim mitzvah bavera min haTorah einu yotze." According to many rishonim, fundamentally midaraisa, it's not just that you did an avera. Mitzvah bavera means that the mitzvah is totally wiped off the slate. Now, you might have said in your demented rationalizations, I'll take the sting and the honey. I'll take the avera and the mitzvah. For 100. The answer is no. According to these Rishonim, you get nothing. Not a zilch. Is it even as true that the Tosfos and others say, well, maybe I'll kalponi midrabanan enu yotze. They agree. They say, well, maybe midaraisa, you're still yotze. It's just it's a knas midrabanan yotze. Okay, but it's still something. On some level, either fully midaraisa or at least midrabanan, you're not yotze if you do a mitzvah bavera. This is not like new. I'm not, Columbus, I didn't discover America. This is like standard stuff. So how could it be that these Rishonim, the Beis Yosef and others bring down, seem to assume that Davar Pasha, you could fulfill Peruvu even with a Mamzer, even if it's a Bia Asura. So in order to answer this question, he predicates his answer based on a chiddush of the Shar HaMelech. Although I have to say, poor Shar HaMelech, even though the Minchas Chinuch did the honest and ethical thing of quoting him, no one ever quotes this from the Shar HaMelech. So we'll be Yotze for the Shar HaMelech, and he should have a look to Gan Eden. He was quoted here today. But this is more than more known what the Minchas Chinuch did with it, even though I guess its origins begin with the Shar HaMelech. And what is that? He begins with a yesod about mitzvah b'avera. And once he has the yesod of mitzvah b'avera, he then uses that, he plugs that back into Peruvu to hopefully resolve the problem. Now, as we're reading this, obviously you should be thinking about, number one is it so simple, the yesod that we're about to see about mitzvah b'avera? And even if we accept that, in order to get to his conclusion, we'll have to accept two things. Number one is his understanding of mitzvah b'avera. But what's more interesting, and what's really our focus this week and next, which is his understanding of Peruvu. So we have to, it's a two-step process, but he's going to make two assumptions, each of which are clearly debatable, but both fascinating, in order to try to understand, from his perspective, how could it be that you can fulfill Peruvu even with a mamzer. So what's the chiddush of what's the yesod of the Shar HaMelech? So the Shar HaMelech is not talking about mamzer or about Peruvu. He's talking about mitzvah b'aveira in general. So let's say dalad minim, a lulav hagozel. So says the Shar HaMelech, the mitzvah b'avera, lahavi ela, im b'shas mitzvah, osegam kein avera. In one word, simultaneous. it's only a problem, it's only a disqualification of mitzvah baba aveira if the aveira and the mitzvah happen at the same time. For example, de be'esro kagozul b'shasan atila over al v'heishiv zakzela v'zeo mitzvah baba aveira. Right, at the moment you're taking the lulav of an esrog, that's already an avera slash a bittul mitzvah, and therefore because they happen simultaneously, mitzvah baba avera, you're not yotze arba minim, you're not yotze dalad minim. Aval im b'shas ha-mitzvah lek avera klal. But let's say there was a avera as a predicate at a stage before the mitzvah. So you did an avera, gavalt, that's terrible, and you did a mitzvah, but they weren't exactly at the same time. Says the Shar Melech, says the Minchas Tanach, then, as bad as it is that you did the Avera, but at least there's a silver lining, it does not disqualify your mitzvah. What's an example of that? He says, Kigon, this is based on, I think this is a Yerushalmi, the origins of this is, Kigon, Bahotzi Matzah, Mershus HaYachil, Mershus HaRabim, Veshas Kima Mitzvah Lek Avera Klal, Lahavim Mitzvah Bavera. Says, let's say you were over the Malach of Hotzah. Again, you could pick any mitzvah too, right? You carried a knife so that you could do the bris, even if the bris is Mutar Shabbos. Maybe there was no heter to carry, right? The way we pass it, not like Rabbi Lazar Demila. Or just in his example, right? You carried Bershus HaRabim, and then you ate the matzah, right? You didn't have matzah, so you went over to the Rebbe's house, you know, and all the Chassidish Shemais Lachon, and the Rebbe had the box of matzah, and you went over, and maybe it was also a Shabbos, and there was no Eruv, and you carried it. So that's an Isser Daraisa of Hotzah on Shabbos. But it's not at the same moment, you know, 10 minutes later or an hour later where you did motzi matzah. And therefore, you did an avera, but you get the credit for the mitzvah. Right, that's the assumption, right? Freeze frame, that's the assumption that he makes about mitzvah b'avera.
You can't do mechalik because he's using hotzah.
He didn't do anything yet.
No, but I'm saying on
well, that's it. He didn't do it yet.
Oh,
he didn't do it yet, he's done. Right. Of course you could be mechalik, but he didn't do it yet. Let's first wait to see what he says before we figure out if we agree with him or not. Says Menachem Sinach, in light of that, and with all the respect to Idan, Im Kain, Hacha Nama Hachi. Therefore, we could say the same thing here. Nehida mitzvah shel habanim ba'aydei ha'aveira, the bias iser, is true that these children are the product of a bias iser, and an arayas, and a chi of misa, but mikol makom, ha'mitvah saseh, here's the key, Hainu habanim. The mitzvah is not the bia, the mitzvah is the children. V'habi'ila, which is usr, that's not the mitzvah. He rock hechsher mitzvah. The evsher below zeh, right? At some point, hopefully you learn that. You can't have children without bia. So that's a necessary prerequisite. That's a hechsher. But it's not the mitzvah itself. So that's now the step two. Exactly. In essence, what is the Minchas Chinuch doing with the second step? In essence, he doesn't say it, you know, yesh ladun, or let's clara chakira. But that's really what he's doing. He just skipped the first step and went right to his assumption about how the chakira works. But if you take a step back, what the Minchas Chinuch is really doing is something very fascinating. He's basically asking the following chakira. What is the mitzvah of Peru Revu? In Lechora, there really are two steps, and therefore potentially two possibilities. One is the actual Maisabiyah, and then there's the, hopefully 9 months later, the birth of a beautiful and healthy baby. Which one is the mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes, and this is going to have numerous ramifications that have nothing to do with mitzvah b'aveira, or started the springboard of the discussion is to answer the mitzvah b'aveira problem. But then he uses this, again, we'll probably wait to next week to get the other examples of things he does with this, but this is his chiddush about Peru Revu itself. Says the Minchas Chinuch, in his opinion, the mitzvah is not the bia. It's not the maisa bia, it's the totsah, it's the result of having children. And at that moment, bia asura, what are you talking about? The father has gone to mikvah, he shuckled, he's saying tehillim, he's mamish, he did. He's not doing any averas right now. The avera was 9 months earlier. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, as bad as the avera is, we're not letting him off the hook for that. He'll have to pay in Shemayim for that. But it's not going to disqualify. It's not going to disqualify his mitzvah. Let's just get to the end of the paragraph here, and then we'll process it. Okay? Haraya, the im lo holid v'chein im mesu habanim lo kim hamitzvah. Let's hold off on that line because you'll see that in the next paragraph that I had on your sheet. But let's just finish reading this paragraph. The caveman to ikar kima mitzvah abanim lamaisa. Since he holds that the ikar mitzvah is not the maisa bia, but the result of having children. What is it comparable to? With all due respect to Idan, it's davka comparable to Hotzah. So you'll tell me that was 10 minutes before and this is 9 months before? First of all, it doesn't matter, right? And it's either simultaneously or it's not, right? That's when I was a kid growing up, I must have heard this from somebody, you know, I wanted to eat something, it was like a certain gum, or before like every gum became kosher or something, you know, all the good gums. When I was a little kid growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, you couldn't really get much, so... you know, you want to eat like bubble yum or bubblelicious or something, you know. It was like, oh, it's like 99% kosher. To which someone said to me, yeah, you know what 99% kosher, you know what another word for 99% kosher is? 100% treif. Right? Either it is or it isn't. So either it is simultaneous or it's not. Says the Menachas Linuch, just like the hotzah of the matzah is not simultaneous with the achilas matzah, the bia is obviously not simultaneous. He says, I don't want to get lost down the rabbit hole of mitzvah bavera. That's its own, you know, mega shas topic. But if you assume step number one, based on the Shar HaMelech, if you assume step number one, that mitzvah bavera requires simultaneity, and you assume step number two, his strong opinion about the getter of puravu, the puravu is the Bonim, not the Bia, then 1 plus 1 equals 2. We can understand the Rishonim beautifully, who hold that even if you did a Bia Asura, even if you did a terrible, terrible Avera, you could still fulfill the mitzvah of Pruvu. We're going to take all the questions, and I'm going to give you, if we have some, we have time, some extra Makoros as well, of people who talk about the Minhas Chinuch. But before, and just so we can at least finish what I prepared for you, let's just skip to, I think on your sheets, the next paragraph should be Yadalid, right? So if you skip, if you have the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, it's on still on Amud Bet, but on the left hand column on the bottom. You see where it says Yudalid? Here's where he spells out his proof. He mentioned it very quickly in the first paragraph, which I kind of brushed over, but here's where he spends a little bit more time on it. Yudalid, he says, Vihine, Lefimai de Kaimalon, Hayulo Bonimu Mesu Lo Kima Mitzvah. This is a horribly, horribly tragic situation. Nebuch Rachmana Letzlan, if somebody's children die in their lifetime. So obviously 99% of the problem is the human tragedy. But to add, unfortunately, insult to injury, not only is there the horrific, unspeakable human tragedy for the parents that Rachmana Letzlan, Nebuch, they had to bury a child, but let's say they only had two children, and one was a boy and one was a girl, which is what we passing as the minimum of puravu. And let's say, I don't know, I'm just making up a number, Rahman al-Islam, the child died in his 20s. So for 20 years they thought they had fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. But if Nebuch, the child, dies in the parent's lifetime, we paskin lamafreya, they're not yotze anymore. They're not mekayim the mitzvah. In order to mekayim the mitzvah, it's not just having the children, there are all sorts of conditions. We assume the Menachas Chinuch talks about this, has to be children who are themselves able to procreate, but bare minimum, the children have to outlive the parents. Hayu banim v'meisu, lo kiyam ha-mitzvah. Now, says the Menachas Chinuch, again, leave aside philosophy and, you know, tzaddik v'ra'lo, and is it fair? All, I would say, legitimate questions, but not at all our inyan. What's the pshat? In lomdus, how does that make sense? So says the Menachas Chinuch, nira ba'olil, right? To put it mildly, this is clearly not your average mitzvah. I thought I finished the mitzvah 20 years ago, and now the rug gets pulled out from under me. This is a very different mitzvah. Lulavu matzah udomehem, normal mitzvahs. The ain lehem meshach zman rak teichav she'asah mitzvah yotzah. He did the mitzvah, cha-ching. That's it, you get the kiyum. Avakan ain't okay. Habilai have gufa mitzvah, rak a hechsher. But now he's doubling down. It's not just that you could have said, I agree with you, Minchas Chinuch, the etzem holodas habanim, that moment. Mazel tov, the baby, it's a, you know, they hold up, the doctor holds up the baby, the mug for the camera, wipe off all the mucus and the gook and the blood. It doesn't look like what happened, it looks like on TV. That's, yeah, eventually, but it takes a little time to clean off the baby. It's not right away, the baby looks all pretty. You could have said, that's the totsah, and that's the mitzvah. That's already a chiddush. That's 9 months after the bia. But he says, you see from this halacha, it's more than that. It's not just the moment the baby's born, but rather, ikra mitzvah he laid us upon him, and that he already said. But now you have to add, ubechol rega. It's an ongoing mitzvah, ubechol rega chayal chiyuv. The mesu, God forbid, lo kiyum a mitzvah mikanu lo haba, v'zeh poshut. I would say that's an overstatement. Say, call this poshut. But he is absolutely convinced of it. Nothing. You'll never accuse the Minchas Sinach of not being, true to his convictions or confident in his convictions. So, in short, and again, we have, I think, 8 minutes till Mincha. I'm happy to take a question or two, and then I'll even share some extra makaros for you. This is the basic, famous yesod of the Minchas Sinach. And Mirza Shem, we'll see next week other nafkiminas. But for here, our purposes, you would say, I guess you could boil it down to summarize 3 points. Number one is out of order, but I would order it in my mind this way. 3 points. What's the chiddush? That the nature of Puruvu is? It's the totsah of the children, asterisk, ongoing, as opposed to the maisabiyah. What's the proof for that? The tragic case of Hayu Lobanim and Vemesu, right? Did the Bia and the Leda. Nebuch, the child dies. You see, in an extreme example, it's the Totsah. And not only is it a Totsah, it's an ongoing Totsah. Chiddush, that's the Raya. What's one Nafgamina so far we've seen? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see 3 more next week. Was one Nafgamina? How do you understand the din of Mamzer? If you go with those Rishonim, let's say, maybe not everyone's going to hold like that, but if you go with those Rishonim, we'll hold you fulfilled. Puravu, or the moms, or even if it's a Bia Asura, how do you understand it? The answer is, according at least to Minchas Chinuch, Al Pishita. So, yes.
Can you be Mechalik between the case of the Matzah and here, that over there, it's not necessary to be Mekayim Mitzvah Chilas Matzah to be over the Isra of Chutzah? Meaning, you could have, in that situation, you could have eaten the matzah without being over. Over here, in your kiyum of the mitzvah, you are depending on the fact that you had this bia sisser. It's an
good,
entire
so,
part of the.
So
mitzvah.
That's a stronger reason to assume you're not yotze.
Right, that it should be
good. So, but again, it's all. I think it's a good svara. But that just, if you come from the Minchas Chinuch perspective, that makes the point even stronger. So good. So how do you understand the Rishonim hold you are Yotze? Not only is there an Aveira, you're adding, it's an Aveira that was necessary. Now you'll say, well, I guess maybe the answer is it wasn't necessary because there's a lot of women out there.
I'm saying, what in your kiyum of this mitzvah was...
I'm just saying, I'm not 100% convinced, but even to the extent that I hear you, again, it's like, you know, again, I don't say the chassidim to be cynical, but, you know, in certain cases, you know, a question or a raya are all your perspective. There's a professor, I think he's more at Stern now than at OIU now, but somebody, a great mentor and a teacher of mine, Dr. David Schatz, a big Talmud Chacham, but a big guttel in philosophy. So he has this line he likes to say, which I often quote. He says, one person's reductio ad absurdum is another person's ein hachinami. Right? Like in debating, if you got somebody, well, according to you, it's going to come out like this, and that's crazy. You think you got him? He's like, why is that crazy? Yeah, ein hachinami. So you're saying, and I think the Minchas will say it back to you, yeah, in Echanami. That just shows that, like, this is what's going on here. How could you say that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah? Elamai, it must be the week that it doesn't matter because you accept my two assumptions. One about Mitzvah Aveira, and one about Peru Uruvu. Yeah.
Just to better understand his Shidah Peru Uruvu, what happened if his two children had two children of their own? And then they died.
So this is a discussion. It's in discussion. Rishonim. He does summarize it. I can't, off the top of my finger, give you exact os here. And anyway, you don't have a sefer to find. But if you want, I can show. He has a discussion here. There are a big discussion. Rishonim. At what point, if they ever had a children, and then you have the grandchildren, and the child dies. There's a discussion about that. At some point, there is a line, though. You know, at least if they had the grandchildren.
Presumably, if he died like a second before they did, he would do it.
Right. So the answer, again, I don't remember who says what exactly. It is a discussion that he references, but at some point, even he cuts, you know, says, okay, you did it. But I think there has to, if I'm not mistaken, I think you have to have grandchildren. Yes. You only get one. You already had one.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'll clarify that one. But can you be mechanic anyway? Because the chutzah is a melacha that's passive. Passive. And right here, you're actively doing an aveira. That's completely different.
Again, so I'll say the same thing I said to Yaakov. I'm not, again, if we have the time, if not, maybe I'll wait until next week or not the end of the world if I don't share it with you. But the Aruch Ronim would disagree with every state. I'm not, I'm saying, but if I was going to defend the Minchas Chinuch, again, he's not coming. You're being Yidan L'Shitaso. Right? You don't like the assumption that you're Yotzei Bechlal.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not, the Minchas Chinuch is not taking ownership over that.
Yeah.
He says, don't blame me for that. I'm just coming, says the Minchas Chinuch, to explain those sheetahs that say you are Yotzei.
I don't think necessarily it's a problem that he's Yotzei. I think you just can't use this whoever it was, this Ritva, to say, pin your, that all the Rishonim hold like this Ritva, because the Ritva is talking about a case that's different from this case.
Again,
the Ritva isn't necessarily,
again,
the Ritva
the Shabbos, the Shabbos case is just a way of illustrating, again, by the way, because not everyone holds like that, but if you assume that that's not Mitzvah B'Aveira, the explanation would be, why is the difference between that and Lulav HaGozel? The answer is Lulav HaGozel simultaneous, which is not simultaneous. Maybe there are other things that distinguish it, but for our purposes, we only care, the Minchas Hanukkah is laser focused. Simultaneous or not, and that's step one. That's his Mitzvah B'Aveira assumption. But that's really the predicate to his main point, which is the nature of Peruvu is, it's the Maisa, excuse me, it's the Totsah, and not the Maisa. So let me just, we have 3 minutes till, 2 minutes maybe, till Mincha. So I'll just mention briefly one point, and then we'll pick up with more Mirtz Hashem next week. So first of all, there are a number of Acharonim who just disagree with the Peruvu point and say, it can't be. How could I get a mitzvah 9 months after I did a Maisa? I'm not doing anything, right? And trust me, just ask the wife. She'll tell you. You're not doing anything now. How can he, that's an Aveira. How can he?
It should be the same for care. If you were
so, so Rav Moshe Feinstein, among others, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, they all assume against the Minchas Chinuch that the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia. After all, that's in your hands. It's not just that that's the Maisa. It's the only thing that you can control, because even after you've done the Maisa, if you study biology, you know, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to have a baby. You're not going to have necessarily conception, let alone a birth 9 months later. A lot of things have to go right. How could it be that the Torah would command you on something that's not in your hands? The only thing that's in your hands is the hishtadlus. The hishtadlus is the bia. So that's one little point. But number two is that maybe they're misunderstanding the Rishonim. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch was reading these Rishonim as saying that you're yotzei peruvu. But I saw in the name of Rav Elia Pershiner, that's the Rav's maternal grandfather. Everyone knows about the paternal grandfather, the Reb Chaim. But his other grandfather was Elia Pershiner, other way known as Rav Elia Feinstein. That's the connection that the Rav had. He was the first cousin with Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Shach. Both make the point that they think that the Minchas Chinuch misunderstood those Rishonim. That they didn't mean that you're yotzei peruvu. It meant that you're putter from peruvu. That is to say, the mitzvah is to have children. What, if you're in a matzah of having children, memeli you're not chai. Was I yotzei the mitzvah? Who said I was yotzei the mitzvah? But I'm not chayiv anymore because I have the children. There's a mitzias of having children. They didn't give this mashal, but it reminded me, I think some of you, maybe two of you, were in my chug last year when I spoke about drinking on Purim. There are some achronim will hold that there's no kiyum in drinking. The mitzvah is to drink. It's just that adal yada is a patur. So these achronim, say Rav Shach and Rav Elia Pershiner, say the mitzvah is to have children. Once you have children, you're putter. So even though maybe because the technicalities of Mitzvah B'Aveira are my yotze, but you can't say I'm still chayev, because look, here's a child. Anyway, food for thought. More continue next week. Yishkayah.